There we go. All right. Jim Brumall, thank you so much for being on my podcast. So much. The reason I wanted to make sure that if I don't talk to anyone else at Comic-Con as far as some of my favorite artists, I talk to you because you kind of are the conduit to trying to bring my wife into comics.
Awesome.
Mainly because of what you have drawn. I mean, like, usually it's sort of like she says, oh, that's boy stuff doing boy things, and they doing, and for the most part, she's right. But there is kind of like, I'm like, no, comics are for everyone. But every woman, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, I can't all have an answer for that. And then you showed up, and I'm like, see, look, there's women doing stuff who can be girls and not necessarily sex objects. So, thank you. That was a long way. That was a long way to say thank you. And my gateway to you was through your work in Lady Death.
Right.
And, I mean, how was that? Because you didn't exactly help my argument where it was just kind of like, oh, it's busty women doing stuff. And then I'm like, no, but Lady Death's a badass.
Well, and Lady Death is traditionally, she is busty. That's just kind of her theme. That's what she, you know, that's the character. That's how it goes. So, I mean, there's no way of avoiding that. But I honestly, I think that when it comes to, you know, it's a hot button issue, the portrayal of women in comics, and I totally understand that. I do draw pinups, but I try to make them a little bit more natural. They've got a little bit more meat on their bones, and I'm not trying to squeeze every part of the body. Like, I'm not breaking the back to have both front and back showing.
Got it.
Or, you know, doing other stuff. To me, it's sexy is not a bad thing, as long as it's within context. If it's not within context, then it doesn't make sense. You know, that the context seems to be the bottom line. Like, you wouldn't have a 12-year-old character being sexy. The context just isn't there, and I don't care if it's about the art or whatever. It just doesn't make sense. But I think there's also a time and place for it. I'm a mother of two. I have two little girls.
I got a little boy.
I want a strong representation, and so I go for, like, the new designs of Batgirl, because my daughter is a huge Batgirl fan.
But this Batgirl is more covered up.
She is, but it's, if you look at her target audience is, again, this is context, her target audience are tweens and teens, young girls. And so I love that, because then I've got something positive to give to my daughter that's, you know, it's not overly sexualized, and it's a strong female character. Whereas if it was the older version of her, then yeah, that makes sense because it's a different audience. So I think that when it comes to that, it's not to be angry and say, oh, it's just boys being boys, or is that what it all is. Is that if you look at the context, yes, we all understand that sex does sell. But you can't just jump onto it as it's all bad, because if you walk through a mall, there's a whole Victoria's Secret billboard of a woman with most of her meat hanging out, and families walking around in front without a care, and that's a real human being, and that's not scribbles on paper. Granted, sometimes people do take it too far, but we're trying to find that line, because comics was, for a while, just kind of like this little small club. Everybody kind of did what they wanted. Now that it's got a bigger audience coming in, more voices giving feedback, people want more variety. So we're going to have to do, people are going to have to get off their high horse, my opinion. Do more like manga anime, where there's something for everybody. And there's whole families reading that crap. There are mothers reading cookbook animes, mangas. I mean, it's like, if you just start inviting people in instead of going, no, this is our club, and supply to everyone, then there will be something for it.
How's the industry changing in that aspect?
They're listening. Well, honestly, I mean, if you think about it, it's money. People are going to spend the money, they're going to make it. And if it's going to get good feedback, they're going to keep on going, because that's the bottom line, is you got to make a profit. We want to stay, you know, current, and we don't want to die, but it's also, there is some resistance, but there are so many up-and-coming female artists. I mean, it used to be that to find a female artist was hard, but nowadays there's so many of them coming out of the woodwork, and not all of them draw the cute stuff. I know some fantastic lady artists who draw the gritty, dark, just crazy. So the whole "you draw like a dude" really isn't relevant anymore, because guys, gals, anybody can draw as long as they got the talent for it.
Are some of those lingering stereotypes still here in the comic industry, or is it just going away?
It's starting to go away. It's still kind of here. It's kind of, you know, like I said, some folks are still kind of holding on, but it's changing whether we like it or not. And it's, I mean, every now and then I'll get it, and I'll be online, because I have a large online presence. And
oh, feel free to say your Twitter.
Well, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, just if you look up Genevieve Brumall and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, I'll have people assume I'm a man online, because I don't really post a lot of photos of myself. So they'll be like, "Dude, man, oh, your art's like crazy, girl's hot," blah, and I'll be like, "Yeah, man, that's great." But it doesn't bother me, because I know that the thought process wasn't quite there yet.
Right.
But I think
it's instant emotion. It's social media.
Right. And also, I think that with more women coming forward and drawing stuff like this, it's going to teach people, oh, everybody, you know, it just takes time and hard work. And then your, you know, skill level is not gender biased.
Okay. And like with pop culture adapting to comic culture and stuff like that, I can see where some of those old issues wouldn't necessarily stand up, because you got to be current, but you can't have that same stereotype, because it's pushing yourself back. It's like a circle, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. And like I said, they're learning. They're listening. They're learning. Some folks are resistant. Others are really supportive. But it's one of those where I think in the comics and all of this media is kind of in the growing pain stages. But I think once we get past that, to me, it's a big sandbox. Everybody should be allowed to play in it.
Okay. And last and certainly not least, any personal lady heroine that you want to see on the big or small screen, TV or movie, that's someone that probably hasn't been represented and you feel as though they can show up?
Not necessarily one that hasn't been represented. But one that I'd like to see come back would be Tank Girl.
Really? Because you know she's right around the corner.
Oh, I know. I know. I saw her last night and I was like, but I really love the character. A lot of times when people say draw your favorite female, I'll say Tank Girl, and they'll think, but she was just, she basically was, it seemed like she was written for a male character, that they just flipped it and said, oh, let's make it a woman. And it just, it, to me, that kind of character is just so out there. I love it. And
okay.
I think it's funny, you know? But I have a sixth sense of humor.
Oh, there you go. Well, Jen, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time.
No problem.